Senate, please come to order. Members, please vote to signify their presence.
The roll shows 20 members present.
Thank you. Please stand for the invocation today by Senator Stedman.
O God of many names, sustainer of all worlds, you encompass the whole universe within yourself, and everything exists in you. Breathe your everlasting spirits in us. Enlighten us with your truth. Pour your wisdom in our hearts so that we may become enriched and renewed. Lay your hand upon us as we make substantial decisions that affect Alaska. Guide us as we mold policies in the best interest of the people. Lead us as we take a proactive approach to cure the gaps that we have in our that have occurred in our system.
Senator Guest, please lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning, Senator Hoffman.
Morning, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Thank you. Without objection. The prayer shall be spread on the journal. Brings us to the certification of today's of the journals.
I certify it as to the correctness of the journal for the 80th legislative day.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Thank you. Without objection, the journal shall be certified by the Secretary, be approved as certified by the Secretary. Brings us next to introduction of guests. Guests this morning, good morning, Senator Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a pleasure to introduce the president of the Alaska Physical Therapy Association. It's a young woman who is from my district, and she has a business in both Wasilla and in Palmer. Sundy Handel is here to join us. Thank you. Help me reach the guests.
For the guests this morning, good morning, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I guess I'm not sure how to start this off, but who said we didn't have any blonde Eskimos up in Alaska here? I'd like to, it's my pleasure to go ahead and introduce Amy Lujan from Nome. She's with the school business managers, and her husband is the superintendent of the Nome Public Schools. Started out down on the lower Kuskokwim, saw the promised land up in Barrow, worked up there for a while, and then saw the streets of gold and moved to Nome. Help us welcome her.
For the guests, seeing none. I see no messages from the governor, messages from the House.
Message dated March 29th, stating the House has passed and is transmitting the following for consideration. CS for House Bill number 365, Finance, amended, Budget Reserve Fund supermajority failed by the House Finance Committee, an act making appropriations for the operating and loan program expenses of state government for certain programs and to capitalize funds, making appropriations for state aid to public schools, centralized correspondence study, and transportation of pupils, and providing for an effective date.
That bill will be referred to the Finance Committee.
CS for House Bill number 366, Finance, by the House Finance Committee, an act making appropriations for the operating and capital expenses of the state's Integrated Comprehensive Mental Health Program, and providing for an effective date.
Thank you. That bill will also be referred to the Finance Committee.
Those are all the messages from the House, Mr. President.
Thank you. I see no communications. We have reports of standing committees.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 248, Administrative Boroughs, Borough Grants, New Fiscal Note, signing no recommendation, Senator Stedman, Chair, Senator Wagner, signing due pass, Senator Gary Stevens. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 305, Oil and Gas Production Tax, and recommends a Resources Committee substitute, previous fiscal and zero fiscal notes, signing do pass, Senator Wagner, Chair, signing do not pass, Senator Ben Stevens, signing no recommendation, Senators Elton, Kukesh, signing amend, Senators Dyson, Seekin, Stedman. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports.
Thank you. I see no reports of special committees, no Senate resolutions, nor Senate bills. For introduction, brings us to our daily calendar.
Senate Bill Senate Bill Number 251 by the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to immunization for meningitis of post-secondary students residing on campus. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered the bill. New Zero Fiscal Notes, signing due pass, Senator Dyson Chair, Senators Wilken, Olson. Signing no recommendation, Senator Elton. I have no amendments.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 251 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, SB 251 shall be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Senate Bill Number 251, an act relating to immunization for meningitis of post-secondary students residing on campus.
Thank you. Senate Bill 251 is before us, third reading, final passage. Is there debate? Good morning, Senator Bundy.
Good morning, Mr. President. Mr. President, last year we passed another bill that concerned meningitis, which is a concern in schools that have dormitories. Unfortunately, swept up in that bill were schools that do not have dormitories that are essentially post-secondary day schools. And so the requirement for the distribution of, on information on meningitis and then collecting private personal medical information from the students is not necessary for health reasons and a frustration to a good number of students, as well as unnecessary paperwork for the owners of the school. So this is a cleanup legislation, as sometimes happens. There are unintended consequences. And this removes the unintended consequence by exempting post-secondary education day schools where the concern for a meningitis infection is not near the concern you would have in schools that have dormitories.
Thank you. Further debate on the passage of Senate Bill 251? Seeing none, question before the body is, shall Senate Bill 251 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
20 yeas, 0 nays.
So Senate Bill 251 has passed the Senate. Thank you.
Senate Bill Number 310 by the Senate Finance Committee, an act relating to the employment of prisoners and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered the bill. New fiscal and zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senators Wilken, Green, co-chairs, Senators Dyson, Stedman. Signing no recommendation, Senator Hoffman. I have no amendments.
Thank you. Senate Bill 310 shall remain on the Secretary's desk of the next legislative calendar.
CS for House Bill Number 92, Judiciary, by the House Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the purchase of interests in nonprofit corporations by the University of Alaska. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee referral was waived. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill and recommends a Judiciary Senate Committee substitute. New Zero Fiscal Note, signing due pass, Senator Seekins, Chair, Senator Huggins. Signing no recommendation, Senators French, Guest. There's a Judiciary Senate Committee substitute.
Morning, Senator Seekins.
Morning, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute be considered in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the Judiciary Committee substitute shall be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
I have no amendments.
House Bill 92 will be held until the next legislative calendar for third reading. Senator Ellis? Senator Stand at ease. We were back to our daily calendar.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 21, relating to the Vietnam War, to veterans, and to the Vietnam War Memorial, entitled The Moving Wall. The State Affairs Committee considered the bill and recommended a State Affairs Committee substitute. New Zero Fiscal Note, signing due pass, Senator Terrio Chair, Senators Davis, Huggins. There's a State Affairs Committee substitute.
Good morning, Senator Terrio.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the State Affairs CS be adopted in lieu of the original resolution.
Thank you. Without objection, the State Affairs Committee substitute shall be adopted in lieu of the original resolution.
I have no amendments.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that CS for SCR 21 State Affairs be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Senate standard easement. Please, without objection, the resolution shall be placed on final passage. Is there a debate? Thank you. Good morning, Senator Huggins.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's with honor that I stand before you today speaking on this resolution. I think it would be fair to say that if you like motherhood and apple pie, you'll be a yes vote. You followed the events back in the 70s, reaching back to the 60s, the Vietnam War, this is what this resolution represents. A guy named Joe Fields up in Fairbanks did a yeoman's job in pulling together the broadest travel of the Vietnam traveling wall in the history of Alaska. It went from Fairbanks to Matsu to Eagle River to Kodiak, being 4th of July in Bethel. We'll go to Cordova, which unofficially had the largest per capita loss of veterans during the Vietnam era, and then to here in Ok Bay. This is about the entire veterans community. I think it would be fair to say that if you haven't visited, I would encourage you to do that, and it's a very therapeutic thing for the entire veterans community. Not a small object. It's traveling, but it's still almost 100 yards long, if you can envision a football field, and it's moved about. And I will say thanks publicly to a number of industries and the state in pulling together and to assisting in transportation and other great Americans in and about the state, to include the veterans organizations that are supporting this. I would urge a yes vote on this resolution.
Thank you. Further debate on the passage of Senate Concurrent Resolution 21? Seeing no further debate, the question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 21 pass the Senate? Members, please proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
20 yeas, 0 nays.
So Senate Concurrent Resolution 21 has passed the Senate. I believe that next is citations on the calendar.
Honoring Max Trainin, honoring Anchorage Community Concert Band, honoring Creighton Boyd, 2006 Alaska Youth of the Year Award, honoring life achievements of Merle Medhold Smith. In memoriam, special list Michael Ignatius Edwards, Alaska National Guard Company B, 1st Battalion, 207th Aviation. In memoriam, Gwendolyn Flores Hoffman. In memoriam, Margaret Irene Kamaroff Cirillo. In memoriam, Frederick W. Peet Sr.
Consent the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Thank you. Without objection, the citations on today's calendar shall be approved.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring Catherine Singer be brought up as a special order of business at this time.
Without objection, the citation shall be brought up as a special order. Mr. Stevens?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be adopted.
Without objection, the citation as a special order of business shall be adopted. Thank you, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to go back up the calendar and introduction of guests.
Without objection.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today we have the honor of having people from White Mountain here to go ahead and express their thanks for the funding of the school that burned down. And they're over in the Ziegler Gallery. First, we have Mike Simon, if you'd stand, please. Margie Simon, Linda Ione, Stephanie Buffus. And these people have come down specifically for that, and they've been accompanied by Tom Gray, who is the reindeer herder that him and I have spent a lot of time in the helicopter together putting his reindeer into the crawl over the number of years, and he's got his wife Willa with him. I'm sorry, his wife BJ with him. Sorry. I apologize. As you look at, with all due respect, as you looked at Linda, things happened, and she brought along, I guess, probably the most famous health aide that we have, because I have a picture of her on the front of the and the back of the phone directory that's here, and that's Willa Ashenfelder sitting in the back in the health clinic there in White Mountain has been named after. Thank you. Let's all welcome them.
Thank you. Further introductions? Seeing none, brings us back down to the daily order of business. Brings us, I believe, to unfinished business today. Is there unfinished business? Thank you, Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the concurrence message held on the Secretary's desk be brought up as a special order of business at this time.
Concurrence for Senate Bill 232.
Senate Bill 232, Finance.
Thank you. Without objections.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to CS for Senate Bill 232 Finance, thus adopting House CS for CS for Senate Bill 232 Finance, amended House, and recommend that the Senate vote no.
Thank you. The concurrence motion on Senate Bill 232, House amended, is before us. Is there debate? Senator Guest?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll be voting no today, not only because we gave more money to a telephone system, so I'm feeling very good about my persuasive ability, but the House decided to do a direct grant to a for-profit company for the opening of ANWR, the coastal plain of ANWR. I support the money and the additional money that our senior senator has requested. I have no problem with that. I do have a problem with sourcing to a for-profit entity in the budget. When I talked to the folks, our ledge finance folks, they couldn't remember any time in history that we have done this. There's no administrative cap for PacWest, although there is for Arctic Power, and we don't know what they're going to do for the money. Now, you know, I spent a little time, not a lot of time, trying to figure out who PacWest was. Are they an ad agency or a lobbying agency? I have friends in both professions down in Oregon. And was told their lobbying agency that they don't really play a role in the ad business down there. And they haven't lobbied in the Oregon legislature for a few years, and they have one client on the House side and only three on the U.S. Senate side, Coalition for Responsible River Use, Oregon State Building Trades Council, and Project Protect, not really energy-related or resource-related industries. And from everything that I can see, they have no proof of national experience. But honestly, I don't know enough about PacWest to say, is this a good use of money or not? What really bothers me is I'm not sure why they're not more sideboards or why we're not putting out an RFP so we can get the most bang for our buck. If we're going to put $3 million to hopefully opening the Arctic Plain finally, I have no problem with that. So I would ask the conference committee to really look at what kind of sideboards we should have. Or should we put out an RFP and get the best national firm to help us with the best strategy to open ANWR versus a firm in Oregon that I don't think anyone's really heard of until this week that doesn't seem to have national experience, that has very few clients in Washington, D.C.? So with that, I'll ask, I will be voting no and make that request of the conference committee. Thank you.
Further discussion on the concurrence vote on Senate Bill 232? Seeing none, the question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to committee substitute Senate Bill 232, thus adopting the House CS for CS for Senate Bill 232? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the Secretary please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
2 yeas, 18 nays.
So the Senate has failed to concur in the House amendments to committee substitute for Senate Bill 232. At this time, I'm going to appoint a conference committee that will be chaired by Senator Wilkin. Members will be Senator Green and Senator Hoffman. Further unfinished business at this time? Seeing none, announcements? No announcements. Special orders? Seeing none, thank you. Senator Stevens?
Mr. President, I move the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. Friday, March 31st.
Thank you. Senate's adjourned.